As we mentioned yesterday about Al Naros Bavel, that which the Gemara says is a lament that we have part of Tehillim Kaflam and Zayin that discusses about the first and second destruction of the Bate Mikdashos. So I want to just go through the flow of the way the Malbim presents it for the first six or seven psukim over here. So we mentioned yesterday that it's a very different experience than the way the Radak presents it, but rather that the Malbim presents it in such a way where the Jews are living high. The Jews are living in a high place, and therefore in the high place, it would be likely for a person to actually forget about Yerushalayim, forget about destruction, but nonetheless, we still hold on to it. So the Malbim presents the idea that, again, as we said yesterday, that this is the first year that Koresh took over Bavel. And when it says Al Naros Bavel, it wasn't a form of weeping by the side that we had no place to go. It almost sounds like they were living on water from property. They were living there. They had the opportunity to be able to go experience everything. Yet nonetheless, Sham Yashavnu, we sat there, Yeshivas Keva, and we said we had Nachal Asad, that we had fields, we had Kerem, we had vineyards, we had all the things that we actually needed. Nonetheless, Gambachina Bezachrinu Asiyun, we still cried when we thought about Siyun. It means it's a tremendous effort that had to be put in, which is a similar quest that we are supposed to be on in our own lives. When we have the things that we need, are we actually crying over Yerushalayim? So the Malbim presents over here, we were still crying for Kedushas Siyun, for the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. And not only that, in the next pasuk goes on, that even with all the pleasures, we still hung up our hearts. Kiv sham talinu, I'm sorry, al aravim besocha talinu kinrosenu, an aravim besocha. So we translated that before as upon the willows that we hung up our kinrosenu. But listen to the way the Malbim presents it over here. He says that even with all the pleasures that we had, we still hung up our harps and didn't want to rejoice with all the good. What does it mean, aravim? So he says the idea of aravim in this area actually a reference to arevus. What does it mean, arevut? It means over here that even though we're living in the town of Bavel, and even though we're doing pretty well, and it happens to be the land of our enemies has unity. The land of our enemies has peace, unlike the land of Hashem, which is sitting in desolation over here. So he's comparing the two. David HaMelech, in this nevuah that he's giving over here, Ruach HaKodesh, he's comparing the two. That when it says in the pasuk al aravim betocha talinu kinrosenu, it's not a reference to the fact of the harps. That even though we're sitting in unity, we're sitting in harmony over here, nonetheless, that should cause you pain. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael is not in that way. Eretz Yisrael is in that place of destruction and desolation over here. Therefore, it continues on in the third pasuk, and it says, "You thought it was similar to the Radak. Kisham shelunu shovenu divrei shiva tolenu." There, we explain the Radak, they're asking us to sing, we don't want to sing. Here he says an interesting line, we'll read it in Hebrew so you get the flavor of it. He says, Shahaya minag v'mekedem l'shorer shirim. It used to be they would sing songs. V'sipor shevach ha'aretz. They would sing national anthems. That's what it was about. They would sing national anthems in their places, and when they sang these national anthems, v'mekedem l'shorer shirim, v'sipor shevach ha'aretz ha'medina shehem ba. You would sing the Star Spangled Banner. So in Bavel, you sang, I don't know, whatever the Star-Spangled Bavel was, right? So you sang that in their towns. Kamoshi Nirgilin Shirshim, the same way we would do it at B'Shevach Yushalayim, so too they actually want us to do the same thing. And they understand, they're saying, come on, you know, you're doing well over here in this land. Don't forsake us. You're living in, quote-unquote, Bavel, a.k.a. America for us. You should be singing the Star-Spangled Banner. You should be singing these songs. And therefore he says, you had a song in your country. Sing that song over here, because it's your new hometown. And not only is it your new hometown, you're doing very well. There's no reason for you not to be singing over here. You had success then. You had success now. You should be praising it the same way. And our response is, Eichna shir shir Hashem alad masnecher. You want me to sing the national anthem of your town? You want me to sing, O Canada? Whatever you want me to sing, I can potentially do it. But I cannot sing shir Hashem. I cannot sing the songs of Hashem. The songs of Hashem are entirely different. They're entirely different. It's not just about wealth. The songs of Hashem represent Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah, Kavod Hashem, the honor of Hashem, the honor of Torah, all these other things. And you want me to be able to sing those? Havoda, Nisim. That's a godly type of song that we sing over there. It's something that represents a holy aspect of ourselves. Not just something that shows unity with our physical bodies, but it's something that actually ties our neshamas together. And you want me to sing that al Admas Necha in another town? I can't do that. This town has no capability of the spirituality that Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalayim, has. I cannot sing those same songs. Don't try to compare the two, but they're actually the same songs. That's what he says in Pasuk Dalet over here. And therefore he says, Yerushalayim tishkach yamini, as we know it very well. But he says, Yamlitz. Just like the right hand of a person is available for a person, it does whatever you want. If you're a righty, your right hand is like a quick thing to do. It grabs the wheel, it grabs your cup, it does whatever you actually need your right hand to be able to do. It's always available for you to be there. And therefore he says, when you recognize what your right hand actually does, so too Yerushalayim is the joy of all of our actions. Everything we do is for the joy of Yerushalayim. We cannot forget it the same way you can't forget your right hand. It's almost second nature of what your hand does in all the aspects of your life. So to the same thing is related to Yerushalayim. And therefore, I can't forget my right hand, so too I can't forget Yerushalayim. So even though it's if I forget, it's really saying it's not possible for me to forget. It's such a part of my life. So too Yerushalayim is a part of my life. Think about this. This is what we need to be thinking about for Yerushalayim. Therefore, it goes on and says in the next pasuk, Tidvak Lashoni Lachiki, right? And my tongue will stick to the roof of my mouth. So the Malbim's interpretation of here is Shekol Diburi Hu Bach. Every word that I speak, every time I speak about anything, it's about Yerushalayim. V'imlo Adaber Mizichronech. If I don't speak about the remembrances of what it was like to have a Beis Hamikdash and everything in its glory, Eyakeilim, I should be like a mute. Like my tongue is stuck to the roof of my mouth. And not only when I'm in Golos, Gam im lo ales Yerushalayim arosim chasi. There's two aspects. Number one, when I'm in a difficult place of life, I should still be focused on Yerushalayim. Still be thinking about what I can do in Yerushalayim, what Yerushalayim is all about. But even when I'm in the high places in life and things are going great, im lo ales Yerushalayim arosim chasi. If I'm going to be rejoicing over the success that I have in my life, the victories that I have in my life, and not only that, other aspects, Esmach batzachas olam, to Yerushalayim ola lehem. What does it mean, hatzlachas olam? I understand it over here to be the worldly developments. If I'm so excited about everything that exists in the world, ha, look at science, look at technology, look at flying cars, look at amazing things that are happening, medicine that's coming out. But you know what? Yerushalayim has to be above all that. You should be mesameach of Yerushalayim more than anything else. At shekol simcha tehapech leotzev. That any simcha that exists should actually be turned upside down to sadness. Ayidei zichron chorbana. By remembering the destruction that actually took place. So not just simply the way we look at it at a wedding, like our simcha is muted, it's a little lessened. But rather, our simcha will change. If you cannot elevate Yerushalayim and see that pain of Yerushalayim, lack of shechina, lack of kavod Torah, all of those things, then every simcha that we have is not a simcha at all. And therefore, we end with this one for today. Zechor Hashem, Livnei Edom es Yom Yerushalayim Ha'omrim Aru Aru Ada Yesod Ba. So the Malbim points out that remember Hashem, Livnei Edom. Remember Hashem to the sons of Edom, the day that they destroyed Yerushalayim. Imani Zocher Tamid Es Yerushalayim. If I can remember what happened in Yerushalayim, Umesaba Aleha, and I can mourn for it, Kol Shekin Shata Hashem, you too Hashem should be able, obviously you will, Yeshcha lizkor levnei Edom es yom chorban Yerushalayim asher heim azu la'achriva. Remember the day that Edom came and destroyed Yerushalayim. That day should be a remembrance for you. If I can do it, Hashem, certainly must be that it's on your mind as well. It is ironic. I never looked into the history of it, but we know that we have a day in history called Yom Yerushalayim, right? Yom Yerushalayim. What the pasuk is saying over here is Zechor Hashem levnei Edom es yom Yerushalayim. I don't know if that's why they called it Yom Yerushalayim, but in the Pasuk, Yom Yerushalayim is not talking about a day of joy. It's talking about the day Yerushalayim was destroyed. Right? It's ironic. We call it Yom Yerushalayim, but really the Pasuk says, Zechor Hashem Levnei Edom, it's Yom Yerushalayim Ha'omrim Aru Aru Ad Yesod Ba. They say, let's plunder it all the way down to its bare bones over here. It's fascinating, the concept over here, and perhaps that's why they called it that. I don't know. But it should be a reminder for us when you think of Yom Yerushalayim. It's this pasuk that's the ultimate reminder. So the Malbim's telling us over here, the more you bring it to a reminder, the more Hashem will do as well. And that will be our ability to be Imanochi Betzara, that we mourn with Hashem in this experience. We're mourning with the Shechina. And that's an important lesson for that. That's pasuk Zion in this Tehillim.